19-year-old Isra Saleh Omar is a student at Al Mukhtar Secondary School in Wau. She says poverty plays a big role in forcing many girls into abusive sexual relationships.
Some girls are given little money by their parents for lunch, and if she meets someone who can give her more money, this situation forces many girls to be victims of sexual abuse. Girls are weak, and in such circumstances will definitely surrender.
Chitra Subramoni, who is in charge of the ONMIS program in Wau, says the UN wants girls to know
they should not be sexually exploited by any section of the community, or rather from any person who is in a position of power and who can be able to give them material things in life like mobile phones or cars.
Subramoni says more than 700 girls at 6 schools in Wau have participated in the program so far. The UN uses sports activities and drama workshops to get the message across to the girls. Bakhita Awad is one of the girls who have taken part in the program. She is in her third year at Umbili Secondary School. She says parents also need to be educated about sexual exploitation of their daughters. One thing they need to be taught is how to take legal action against people who abuse girls.
If a girl is sexually abused, no parent should keep silent or agree to cover up in exchange for little money. They should take the abuser to court.
Subramoni says the girls themselves have a role to play in holding their abusers accountable. They need to report all cases of abuse.
So don't become a victim of exploitation. He might leave you with nothing except this pregnancy and a child, which is not a good future for you. So exploitation by any person, especially by UN personnel, please report to UNMISS CDT, break the silence, speak up.
The UN Secretary General's Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict, Zainab Bangura, said during a visit to South Sudan earlier this month that women and children in the country are the victims of the worst sexual violence she has ever seen. During her visit, Bangura and the government of South Sudan released a statement outlining steps that will be taken to prevent and address sexual violence. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio.